A Fort Wainwright-based aviation unit that's returned to Fairbanks was one of the last to leave Iraq as the United States completes its pullout from the country. Squadron Commander Lieutenant Colonel Michael McCurry says the 440 soldiers who returned to post last week hold a place in history as the Iraq War comes to an end.
This squadron, 6th Squadron, 17th Cavalry, is the last air cavalry squadron in Iraq. We just left, and it's kind of a neat coincidence of history that our lineage for our unit flows from F Troop 17th Cavalry in Vietnam when they were the last ground cavalry unit to leave Vietnam. So nice little link there on the heritage side.
McCurry says no casualties were suffered as the aviation squadron employed 30 Kiowa helicopters to provide aerial reconnaissance and security in 5 operating locations across northern Iraq during the 10-month deployment. McCurry says during the last portion of the time in country, the squadron's mission shifted to transitioning facilities to Iraqis.
We transitioned the Mosul International Airport back over to the Iraqi Civil Aviation Authorities. So very rewarding to see that transition from a major combat operations through stability operations to now handing those locations back over to the organic and rightfully elected government of Iraq.
McCurry has served 5 deployments to Iraq, beginning with Operation Desert Storm, and has seen the complete arc of U.S. involvement in the country. McCurry will be relinquishing command of the Fort Wainwright Cavalry Unit in February, but says his work is not finished yet as he leads soldiers through a reintegration process on post.
All kinds of things from medical, legal, pay issues. All their personnel files, we're going through a full scrub of that to make sure they've gotten all their entitlements and all their awards and recognitions are up to date. And then we'll take a block leave period where they can, go home to lower 48 or if they have family here.
McCurry says the Aviation Cavalry Squadron's return home to Fort Wainwright will be officially marked with uncasing of the unit's flag at a ceremony in February.